We worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hail to the Church, the house of angels. Hail to the Virgin who gave birth to our Savior. Hail to Gabriel who announced her the good news. Hail to Michael the Archangel. Hail to the 24 presbyters. Hail to the cherubim, hail to the seraphim, hail to all the hosts of the heavens. Hail to St. John, the great forerunner, hail to the 12 apostles. Hail to our Father, St. Mark, the evangelist, the destroyer of the idols. Hail to St. Stephen, the first martyr, hail to St. George, the morning star. Hail to the whole choir of the martyrs, hail to Antony, Abba Paul and the three saints Macari. Hail to the whole choir of the cross bearers. Hail to all the saints who have pleased the Lord. Through their prayers, O Christ our King, have mercy upon us in your kingdom. O true light that gives light to every man that comes into the world. You came into the world through your love for mankind, and all the creation rejoiced at your coming. You have saved Adam from deception and delivered Eve from the pangs of death. You gave unto us the spirit of sonship. We praise and bless you with your angels. When the morning hour comes upon us, O Christ our God, the true light, let the thought of light shine within us, and let not the darkness of pain cover us, that we may praise you with understanding, proclaiming and saying with King David, my eyes have reached the morning watch that I might meditate upon all your words.
Hear our voices according to your great mercy. Save us, O Lord our God, according to your compassion.
O caring God, the maker of all good things, who governs well with his chosen ones.
A strong governor for those who take refuge in him, who longs for salvation in the hearts of everyone.
Through your goodness, you ride for us the night. Grant us to pass this day without sin,
that we may be worthy to lift up our head before you without anger or evil thoughts.
At this dawn, make straight our coming in and our going out. Enjoy your protection,
that we may proclaim your righteousness daily and praise your power, David the prophet.
Sing in your peace, O Christ our Savior. We slept and arose, for we have hope in you.
Behold how beneficent and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
United in the true evangelic love, like the apostles.
It is like the fragrant oil on the head of Christ, running down the beard, down to the feet.
That anoints every day the elders, the children, and the young, the servants, and deacons.
Those whom Holy Spirit has attuned together as a string instrument, always blessing God.
By psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, by day and by night with an incessant heart.
You are Mother of Light, the honored Mother of God. You have carried the unsubscribed Logos.
After you give birth to him, you remain a virgin. With praises and blessings we magnify you.
For of his own will and the pleasure of his Father and the Holy Spirit came and saved us.
And we too hope to win mercy through your intercession, lover of mankind.
Thus select incense of virginity, ascended to the throne of the Father.
Better than the incense of the cherubim and the seraphim, O Virgin Mary.
Hail to the heaven, whom the Father has created and made a place of rest for his beloved Son.
Hail to the royal throne of him who is carried by the cherubim.
Catholic advocate of our souls, you are indeed the pride of our race.
Proceed on our behalf, O full of grace, before our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ,
that he may confirm us in the upright faith and grant us forgiveness of our sins.
Through the intercession of Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins.
Thousands of thousands and myriads of myriads of archangels and holy angels,
they stand before the throne of the Pantocrator, proclaiming and saying,
holy, 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 in truth the glory and the honor fit the Trinity.
Through the intercession of the whole choir of the angels, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins.
All the apostles, peace of the nations, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Their voices went forth unto all the earth, and their words have reached the ends of the world.
Through the prayers and rewards and for the apostles, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins.
Unfading crowns the Lord has placed upon the whole choir of the martyrs.
He saved and delivered them because they took refuge in him. They celebrated with him in his kingdom.
Through the prayers of the whole choir, inquire the martyrs, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins.
Your saints bless you, and they speak of the glory of your kingdom.
Your kingdom, O my God, is an eternal kingdom, and your lordship is unto all ages.
Through the prayers, O cry of the cross-bearers, the righteous and the just, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins.
Hail to Elijah, the prophet of temperance, and Elijah, his elect disciple.
Great evangelist of the land of Egypt, Saint Mark the Apostle, the first relay.
You are the Mother of God, O Virgin Mary, ask him on our behalf to mercy on our race.
The great patriarch, our father of us, ever us, whose holy teachings enlightened our minds.
Father, the confessor, Abba Dioscorus, defended the faith against the heretics.
And all of our fathers who have pleased the Lord, may their holy blessings be a God unto us.
Through their prayers, O God, grant us forgiveness of our sins and give us peace.
Mercies, O my God, are countless and exceeding plenteous are your compassion.
All the raindrops are counted by you, and the sand of the sea is before your eyes.
How much more are the sins of my soul manifest before you, O my Lord?
Sins I have committed, and I remember, Lord, and do not count my iniquities.
The chosen publican and the adulterous your sin, and the righteous thief, my Lord, you have remembered.
And I to the sinner, teach me, O my Lord, to offer repentance.
For you do not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he returns, and that his soul may live.
Restore us, O God, to your salvation, and deal with us according to your goodness.
For you are good and merciful, let your compassion speedily come to us.
Have compassion upon us all, O Lord God, our Savior, and have mercy upon us according to your great mercy.
Remember those, O Christ, our Lord, Master, be among us and proclaim and say,
my peace I give to you, the peace of my brother, I live with you.
God
evil and God in tete ecclesia aris of teros and neskim sha ene.
And I weep and not in hent and me titino and a poor on tepe few and a pib ne matawab.
Tves more on tirin tovo and then hint of luchin nisha needed an epsikinem and so ma. Tenoshomeco becherestos ne bigoted. Athos nem bib nev matawa. Jackie exotia monsothisa. As is in heaven, and give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, with thanks again, the power of the glory forever and ever. Amen. Chen b'chusosis usbei en shos.
Happy birthday, kids, at the chance. Mo erini
posi. Kedov ne mati so.
If you open the choice, open not even the dealers of Becheretos, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition, every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, yourself spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
May that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, next up, supplication, prayers of his sins, for thou just going to pray at all times, and forgive us our sins, Lord, amen.
Therefore, we ask in the deed of goodness, O lover of mankind, God, that we complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising above enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, and from all your people, and from this holy church that is yours. But though things are good and profitable, Do provide for us, for that you have given the authority to tread and serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
Jesus Christ, who asked in the evil name of mankind, remember, O Lord, that's among your people.
Lord, have mercy.
You have in them with mercy and compassion, and them take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady, the spirit of the angels, always those who have long lain in malady, reserve a comfort, those who are afflicted by unclean spirit, them all free. Those who are in prison and dungeons, those who are in exile, captivity, those who are healed and bartered bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them, for you are he who loosened the bound and loved the bond. And lift up the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope and help for the have no helper, the comfort of the faint-hearted, the harbor of those in the storm, all souls that are distressed or bound. Grant them mercy, O Lord, grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquity for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies cured. O you, the true physician of our souls and bodies, the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask in the name of Roman God, remember, O Lord, our father and our brethren who are traveling.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who intend to travel anyway, straighten all their ways, whether by sea, river, lakes, roads, air, or those who are traveling by any other means, everyone, anywhere, lead them into a heaven of calm. A heaven of safety, graciously accompany them in their departure and be their companion in their travel. Bring them back to their own, rejoicing with joy and safe in security. Be a fellow worker with your servant in every good deed. As for us too, O Lord, keep our sojourn in this life without harm or storm and undisturbed to the end.
Lord, have mercy. Let's praise with angels, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We praise you, bless you, we serve you, worship you, bless you, glorify you, give thanks to you for your great glory. O Lord, King of Heaven, God the Father, Pentecostal, O Lord, the one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayers unto you, who sits at the right hand of his Father, have mercy on us. You only are the Holy, you only are the Most High, my Lord, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God the Father, amen. Every day I will bless you, praise your holy name forever unto the age of ages, amen. For the night season, my soul weeks early unto you, my God, for your precious light upon the earth. I was meditating on your words, for you become a helper unto me. In the morning you shall hear my voice, early will I stand before you, and you shall see me. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was rose from the dead and sent into heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Lord, forgive us our iniquities. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name, our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls. You are with us, and Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are with us, and Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Hen be Christos, Isos ben Chois, Amin, Alleluia. Hail to you, we ask you, Saint, full of glory, the Virgin, the Theotokos, because the Mother of Christ.
Lift up our prayers and dwell on and forgive us our sins.
Hail to the Holy Virgins, brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God.
Ask, Lord, on behalf of our souls and forgive us our sins.
O Virgin Mary, the Holy Theotokos, because the faithful advocate for all mankind.
Intercede on behalf of Christ and God, forgive us our sins.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of a race who bore to us Emmanuel.
Grace, remember us, our faithful advocate for Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us our sins.
Blessed are you, O Mary, the wise and the chaste, the second tabernacle, the spiritual world treasure,
the pure turtle dove who declared in our land and brought to us the fruit of the Spirit.
The Spirit of consolation came upon your Son in the waters of the Jordan, which Noah was a type.
For the dove has proclaimed glad tidings to us, the peace of God for mankind.
Likewise, you, our hope, the spiritual turtle dove, have brought mercy unto us, carrying him in your womb.
He is Jesus, loving your own Father. He was one of you for us, setting free our race.
Therefore let us declare first with our hearts and also with our tongues, proclaiming and saying,
O Lord Jesus Christ, make for yourself within us a temple of your Holy Spirit, glorifying you. We ask you remember us, O our faithful advocate, for our Lord Jesus Christ, and cure us our sins.
Be a watch over us from on high, where you dwell, O Lady of us all, ever Theotokos.
Ask of him whom you have born, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. Since you and we exalt you, the Mother, true life, glorify you, Saint, the Theotokos, brought forth unto us, Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless them. And truly we believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to scriptures, ascended to heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming in his glory to the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, his worship, glorified, who spoke with the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess from our sins, from remission of sins, we look for the resurrection and death, the life that is to come. Amen. Tin gosh tevol ha et hen ti anastasi sente niref mout nempi on ente pi e on ethene yo a ami.
And Leon disciple and apostles, many from righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear which children have not heard them. But as for us, for you see and you hear, for the he may be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospel, through the prayer of your sins.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our Master of the Nasu, remember the supplications and prayers which you offer upon to Lord our God, those ever even honestly prepare them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Gospel of our teacher, St. Mark. May his blessings be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now a brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Make a worthy to pray thankfully, our Father, art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. Amen. Chin behistos Jesus ben choice. No pionso kirie. Kitob nevmatiso.
Son of God, the Logos of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving life, giving, suffering, who bred in the faith, we send the disciples, only apostles, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit of you, forgive the sin of any that are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any that are retained, now also our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those for a time labor and priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bound of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or in a wish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the Menhadrins, O Master, who know the weakness of men and the good one, lover of mankind, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us and all people, fill us with your feeling, strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship unto you, with good Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who the one is with you now in all times and into the age of ages. Amen.
Choices,
moti.
Amina sa sho opi.
E poron ta ti hirini moi nane te kirini sim nane te kirini kan ne nove nane vol mega word to pray thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. Amen. Din o ste me vio o ente pi
Onoti in oot amin doxa patrinka yoke agene modiganinka in kasosi onostoni. O non amin, the prayer of the third hour of the blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, singing him to forgive us our sin from the son of our teacher David the prophet. May blessing be upon us all, amen. Holy, 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 a reading from the Gospel according to teacher Saint John. May blessing be with us all, amen.
The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, has come. He shall teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Trashtem be Christos, and Lord, we namas uweb. Gi ak I ak so, chi emon nainan, Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you send forth upon you, and all disciples on our path on the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but renew him within us, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. O Lord, who send down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples on our apostles on the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but we ask you to renew him within us, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Word, a raw and a life-giving spirit, a spirit of prophecy and chastity, a spirit of holiness, righteousness, and authority. O the Almighty One, for you are the Lord of our souls. O you who give light to every man that comes into the world, have mercy on us. O Theodore, the other true vine, who bore the cluster of life, we ask you, full of grace, with the apostle for the salvation of our souls, the Lord our God, blessed the Lord, day by day, he prepared our way, for he is God of our salvation.
The Spirit of Truth, who is in present in all places and fills all the treasure of good things and the like, give her graciously come and dwell us and purify us from all the fine, O good one, and save our souls. Just as you were with your disciples to save your name and peace, graciously come also on me with us and grant us your peace, save us and deliver our souls. Whenever we stand in your only sanctuary, indeed considering standing in heaven, O Theotokos, you are the gate and open for us the gate of mercy.
Lord Jesus, and have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kriyalai son. Worthy to pray, thankful, Father, art in heaven, love thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. The prayer of the sixth hour and the ninth hour of the blessed day, we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the son of our teacher David, the prophet, may blessing be upon us all. Amen. So, holy, 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 every day, holy God's blood, according to the church, Saint Matthew, may blessing be with us all, amen.
And see, they mounted to you went upon a mountain, when you see his disciples came to him, then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for those in the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted in righteousness, sake for those who can have, and blessed are you when they run and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecute the prophets who are before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loseth its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set under cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. But a lamp standing gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine for men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
You in 6 days and 6 hours, Both net the cross for the sin which our father Adam did recommend and pardon in the name of our Sinner Christ our God and Savior, I cry to God and the Lord hear me. God hear my prayer and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me and he may live in the morning on me day I say my word and he hears my voice and deliver my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ our God, who was nailed to the cross in the 6th hour and cut and done by the tree and by your death, you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands. And had died in sin, put to death our pain by your healing and life-giving passions by the nails which you were nailed. Rescue our mind from the thoughtness of the earthly deed and worldly lust to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor execute, nor justification because our many sins, we throw you implore to him who was born of you, through the God, the Virgin, forever and acceptable. Is your intercession with our Savior, Holy Mother, do not exclude sinner from your intercession with him whom you bore. For he is merciful and able to save us, because he is able for us to deliver us with your compassion to speed and reach us, for we are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name, O Lord. Deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name.
You have salvation in the midst of the whole world, O Christ our Lord, when you stretch out your holy arms on the cross. Therefore, all nations cry out, saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. We worship your incorruptible person, O good Lord, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God, for of your own will you were pleased to be lifted up on the cross to deliver those whom you created from the body of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, O Savior, for you have filled everyone with joy when you came to save the world. O Lord, glory be to you. You are full of grace, O Theotokos, the Mother of God, the Holy Virgin. We magnify you, for through the cross of your Son Hades cast down and death was abolished. Assuredly, we were dead before, but now we are raised and made worthy to inherit eternal life and to attain the joy of paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ our God.
Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin, mercy upon us.
Holy, 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 I read him from the gospel according to our teachers, and look me blessing me as well, amen.
The apostle, when they have returned, told him all that they had done, then he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to a city called Bethsaida. And the multitude, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. And healed those who had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, Send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and countries round about and lodge and get provisions for we are here in a deserted place. But he said unto them, You give them to eat. And they said, We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. Unless we go into the towns and buy food for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down in groups of 50. And they did so, and made them sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke and gave to the multitude. And they ate and were all filled. And and the 12 baskets of the remaining fragments were taken up by them.
Glory be to God forever, amen. Then I should better soon as well remember them as OMG, Aki Exoti, Emon 99. Oh, you on 6 day. Oh, you and tested dead in the flesh in the ninth hour for our sake, with the sin and put to death our carnal lust, O Christ, our God, and deliver us with my supplication. Draw close before you, O Lord, according to your word. Give me understanding, let my petition come before your presence. According to your word, revive me. Oh, you who commanded the Spirit into the hand of the Father, as you hang on the cross in the ninth hour and guided the thief who was crucified with you into entering the paradise, do not neglect me, O God, one. Nor reject me, I, the lost one, by sanctify my soul and enlighten my understanding, and allow me to be a partaker of grace of your life-giving mysteries. That when I taste of your benevolence and I offer your praise without lukewarmness, longing for your splendor above all things, O Christ our Lord, and deliver us. O you who was born for the virgin for our sake and injured crucified, no good one, but and above all should death you by your death and manifest your resurrection by your resurrection. O God, do not turn away from those whom you have created with your own hands. But manifest, O good one, your love for mankind, accept from your mother intercession on our behalf, deliver us, Savior, and humble people. Do not leave us to the end, and do not forsake us forever. Do not break your covenant, and do not take away from your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved light, and your servant, and Israel, your saint.
Accept us unto you, good one, we who deserve the sentence of death because of our sins. We all confess our sins in you, with him acknowledging your divinity, and cry out with him, saying, remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. When the mother saw the Lamb and shepherd the Savior of the world hung on the cross, she said while weeping, the world rejoices in receiving salvation, while my heart burns as I look at your crucifixion, which you are enduring for the sake of all. My Son and my God.
In the sincere and exalted one of your life, glorify Saint Typhicos, for God forth and to save the whole world, he came and saved us all. Glory to you, Christ, our Master, King, the Father, the Apostles, God, and Mary, Israel, the Rights of Christ, the Church, the beginning of sins, we put in the Holy Trinity, one Godhead, we worship him, glorify him, Lord of us, Lord of mercy, Lord bless him. Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostal, our Creator, heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, beyond not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits to the right hand of his Father, he's coming in, his glory to the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, his worship, glorified, spoken of the prophets, one holy Catholic, but so Church, we confess with God's sins, permission, sins. We look as the Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord of mercy. Eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison. Saiba. Heaven and earth are full of glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father, Panto Creator. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us. We have no helper in our hearts, but in tribulation, but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit about our transgressions. Those who commit unwillingly, those who commit unwillingly, those who commit knowingly, those who commit unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, not according to our sins.
May our words be praying for all the world in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Tai panegatrijas ir jautnim šyrinam abnimas uf katolikin apostolikin tik eklisijan tif nauti. Amin. Arimna dechinu zūrun ne daf inu egogun ne daf inu evul etotu moi noti rupie kipievul chenni fi ovi. Fismarunt in jep if monoganis in shiri is os behres os ben shois. If is marot in jep in a mice o vim paraclitun. Thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, girded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and hemmed us to this hour.
Lord of mercy,
therefore we ask in the treated goodness, O lover of man, kind grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. all envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the control of wicked men, and the rising up of enemy in heaven, and manifest, take them away from us, and from all your people, and from this holy table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable, do provide for us, for that you give the authority to treat and serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy. May your servant, the minister of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy of the people, my weak self, be absorbed from the mouth of the old Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth, the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the Beholder of God, the Evangelist, and Mark, the Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch, and Severus, our Church, the Discourse, Saint Athanasius Apostolic, Saint Peter, our Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Bede, and Gregor, from the mouth of the 318 Sidon and Nicaea, the 158 Constantinople and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our Honored Father, High Priest Baba Amba Tawadros II, and his partner, our Bishop Amba Bulls, and from the mouth of my abjected self, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, now and all times, and into the age of ages. Amen.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partake of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the First Epistle of our Teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is not to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and it begins with us first. What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Serene Maria, ati.
A reading from the Acts of our Father, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophets say, "Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and you an uncrisis circumcised heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to gnash at him with their teeth. But he began, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, and he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with these sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At the time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The word of the Lord shall go and multiply, be mighty and be confirmed in the Holy Spirit of the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, in the ninth day of blessed month, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the dead and mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 20 of the martyrs, Saint Ari, the priest, was martyred. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
So Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the own chapel and apostles, many proper righteous men, and desire to see which you see and announcing them, and to hear which you then have not heard them, but as far as you see and you for the hymn, you have worthy to you to act according to the Holy Gospel, to the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our mother Abedana, remember the supplication and prayer which offer upon the Lord our God, those ever deep on us deeply put them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Amen. So
stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings you us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, in the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Sit down for 5 minutes, please. So, I wanted to tell you something. Unfortunately, it will be this liturgy. It will be the last one because for the kids, because the next one, it will be the 22nd of August. It will be this next Thursday, and it will be the Feast of Saint Mary. So we are doing 2 liturgies. One is too early. It will start at Vesper. We finish the Vesper. We know that when I say Vesper, you know what the meaning of Vesper. And after we have midnight praising from 9:30 to 11 p.m. I mean. And after that, we will start the liturgy right after the midnight praising. So the first liturgy, it will be around 11 something to 1 o'clock in the morning. This is the first one. First liturgy. The second liturgy, it will be 8:30 also too, but we'll ending by 11 something. If you can attend it, okay, I will arrange with the coordinators.
But specific for kids? No, it's not. For the next Thursday, it will be the Feast of St. Mary. So I was thinking about what I have to say, because I have to continue the order of the liturgy, what we are praying and have to know. And I'm not, I wanted to tell you only when I stopped last time, I finished the offering of the lamb, and I chose already the one orbana, one the bread. How many bread should be in the plate? Exactly the odd number, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. So also after I took one, and I took one, the best one. I tried to take it. So after that, I go inside and I put some water on the orbana. Why I have to put water on orbana? Exactly, it represents the baptism of Jesus Christ. Wow, in Jordan. Very good, this is another thing. So after that I go inside, and when I'm doing that, I put my hand on the orbana, and I remember all the names of who, for example, someone tell me, Abuna, please, can you pray for me? So I said, okay, so I take the names and I put it on the orbana, and I pray in that moment. I finish Thanksgiving, and I finish everything and go outside. So after that I read the something named the absolution. So the first one here is offering the lamp. Okay, and this is what we are praying. I prayed before I finish. The last things I prayed here, I put the cover, and we said what the meaning, what does the cover represent? Sign off, like this cover on the altar. Yes. Yes, exactly. The rock on the stone on the tomb. Very good. And there is a small lefefa, small, you know it, like a triangle. I put it on the top. What did it represent? Sign off. What they put on the, yes, yes. The seal, yeah, exactly, the seal in the stamp. Very good. So, very good. So, this represents. And so I bow in front of the altar, and I bow also to all the deacons. So after that, we go all outside. Why we have to go all outside the altar? Abuna will pray. He can pray inside, or he can pray outside to say the absolution. This is what we have, the absolution. But why all the deacons and everyone should be go outside the altar? Huh?
Jesus was in the tomb.
Exactly. And there is someone, was in the tomb with Jesus? No, so that's why, exactly, perfect. So when we go outside the altar, it represents that everyone went outside the tomb, and Jesus Christ only, he was inside the tomb. So that's why I'm asking all the deacons to go with me outside, and I'm reading the absolution of the servants. After the absolution of the servant, I'm saying here the absolution, may your servant, the minister of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy, I'm taking the absolution, I'm saying the absolution to everyone too. After that, after this absolution, the deacon should not be a deacon. For example, if anyone is come late, I can't bless his tonia. I'm talking to the deacons. So when you come to the church, you have to come before the absolution to take this absolution. That's why some of the deacons come late, so because I try to do some exception, but unfortunately I have to say to them, do matanya. You know what is the matanya? Worship. So they are doing 3 matanyas. Everyone come late, he's doing 3 matanya because he came late. Because he has to say, sorry God, I came late to you. So again, for the deacons, you have to come early before the absolution of the servant. Now we are going different things, which is named the liturgy of the world, the word. So what is that? So I'm starting the morning, the matin. I finish the matin. So we wear our tonia. We read the psalms, the hours, the 36th or 9th hour, like today. And so after that, I say the offering of the lamp. This is what I chose already the orbana, and I finish everything, go outside, I read already the absolution. Now we start different things, which is liturgy of the word. What is the literal? We are reading three readings. First one. Someone tell me what is the first reading we're reading? Huh? Pollen. What is a pollen? What is a pollen? It's name, yes, exactly. It's name pollen for, let's see that. Here. This is the pollen. What is a pollen? What is a pollen? It's coming, it's easy, coming from a word of Saint. Saint Paul, exactly. Saint Paul wrote gospel, right? Wrote the gospel? Old Testament? New Testament? I don't know. What Saint Paul wrote? Huh? Saint Paul wrote epistles. The Pauline epistle, exactly. But he wrote how many? How many epistles he wrote? How many epistles? Saint Paul, yes. 14, perfect. So Saint Paul wrote 14 epistles. So we are reading. So before readings, I say like we are saying hiteni to all the saints, and Abuna also too. He give incense and go around. And we said that before, how Abuna is going to outside the church, here in the church, going from this way or this way. Yes, this way. Okay. Or this way, this way. And how is going? Go like that, and after? Go around, 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 come from here, and go to this way, and go to the other side, and go to the middle, and go inside. So, as if all the apostles went and everywhere to preach the word of God. So, as now, as like the priest, they present, like, the apostles and the disciples who went to everywhere to preach the word of God. So go back to Saint Paul. How many epistles Saint Paul wrote? I just said yes, 14. Perfect. So the first readings, it's from Saint Paul epistles. The second readings from what? What is the name of the second reading? Yes. The Catholic Epistle. Oh. Now I'm confused. If there is different epistles, like there is Pauline Epistles and Catholic Epistle. What is that? Someone tell me. What is that? Okay, we know now about the Pauline Epistle. It's only from St. Paul. And St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. Perfect. What the others? What is the Catholic's epistle? Huh? Okay. Look to the screen. This is the Bible. We have two kinds of epistles. One is only St. Paul, and St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. There is some other apostles, they wrote some other epistles, and we call them the Catholic epistles. Like who? James, he wrote one. So count with me. Now we know 14 for St. Paul, right? We will know now how many epistles, the other epistles. James, one. St. Peter, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter, there are three. St. John, he wrote three epistles. So three and three, six. Jude 1, number 7. Again. James, one epistle. St. Peter, two epistles. St. John, three epistles. And the last one is Jude. So how many epistles we have to read in the Catholic? 7, perfect. And how many epistles St. Paul wrote? 14. Who are the apostles who wrote the Catholic? Huh? Say one. Everyone like to say one. Huh? Peter. Yes. Me, you're. Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. To know it, it's easy. James and Jude, one and one. Peter and John, Peter two and John three. Easy to know it, okay? So this is the apostles. Sorry, this is the Catholic one. What about, there is the third readings we are reading. What is that? Third one. Yes. What? The Coptic Epistle? What is the Coptic Epistle? What is that? No. Yes. What is that? Yeah. Yes. Acts. Perfect. So, also, if you open the Bible, we have the four Gospels. You know who are the four Gospels? The four Gospels. Four Gospels. Who wrote the four Gospels? Yes. First one. Okay. First one, huh? Matthew? The second? Okay. Mark? Huh? Luke? Last one? John. Perfect. So the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. After that, we have Acts. And that's why this is the third reading, it's from Acts. After the Acts, 14 epistles from St. Paul. And after that, all the Catholic epistles. James, Peter 2, 3 John, and 1 Jude. And the last book in the New Testament is Revelation book. Wow, now we know exactly the order of the New Testament. It's easy. First things in the New Testament is? The four Gospels. Who wrote the four Gospels? One. No, not St. Paul. Matthew. Mark. Luke. John. 14 epistles of... The 14 epistles. Who wrote the 14 epistles? You said it before. St. Paul. Perfect. And we have 7 epistles from the other apostles. From the other apostles. Who? James. 1 James. And... 2 Peter, 3 John, perfect, and 1 Jude. And the last book in the New Testament is? Revelation book. The Revelation book. So the third reading, it should be the Acts. And when the Acts, it's represent like it's a stories about what the disciples and the apostles did and how they preached the word of God everywhere, especially for St. Paul and St. Peter. Okay. There is another reading who Abuna, now the three readings that the deacons, they read the three readings. There's another reading we have to read it. Abuna only who read this. What is the name of this reading? Yes. Synaxarian. Perfect. Synaxarian. What does it mean? It's an English word? It's an English word, right? Yes? Okay. Yes.
Stories of saints?
Yes. Perfect.
For stories of saints who their feast is that day.
Perfect. So Synaxarian, it's a Greek word named the Feast of Every Day, the Feast of the Saints of for Every Day, the reading of the Feast of the Saints of Every Day. So we are reading Abuna come and say the first things he said like that. Like today, the ninth, for example, in today, the ninth month of the blessed month of Mizor, then maybe we have to learn how many months in the Coptic year, and we have to know it by heart too. But it's not, no, there is no time now to learn it. But the next time we have to know that, we have to know how many months and what is the name of all the months. So after that, I read all the saints, the story of the saints of this day, and after that we say, or we stand up and we have to pray all together. What? I can't hear. The Creed? Not yet. There is something we have to say to after we finish that. We stand up all. And every time I say, like, we have to say it with loud voice and all together, not the creed. There's two things I'm always doing that, yes. Agios, perfect. Perfect. So we stand up all and we say Agios, and we say Agios the three times to know it, and to know it 100%, what is that? Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. And Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. So this is what we are saying, Agios, Osios, all together. And Abuna, pray the litany of the gospel, and after that we read the gospel. Wow. You can imagine how many readings now we are reading. How many readings? Count. Remember, how many reading? Yes. Five. First one is Pauline. Catholic, Acts, no, with the Pauline, it's the 14 epistles. Number four is? John, this is one of the, Synaxarian, and the last one? The Gospel. Wow, during the liturgy, we are reading all the New Testament. Yeah, we cover the Gospel, the Epistle of St. Paul, the Epistle of all the other apostles, and also to what? The Acts. Only one book is missing. We are not reading it from the New Testament during the liturgy. You know what is it? Revelation book. Yeah, perfect. Only. So after we finish, we are reading all the gospel, and we finish, and we have to stand up all, and we are saying with loud voice, what? What is it the last time?
The creed.
Exactly, the creed. So this is exactly what we are saying now. We finish the liturgy of the word, and we are praying together the creed of the church. We stop at here, at this here, and because next week we are not praying together, or because I have to pray the early liturgy. So I will try in the Sunday school also to give you the rest of the liturgy in Sunday school. Okay, and there is a convention, there is a retreat for grade 4 and to grade 8. They have a retreat, and they are doing the liturgy study during the 2 days. So now we have to stand up all, and we have to pray all together the creed of the Orthodox Coptic Church, and we have to read it loudly, like soldier. You know how the soldier is talking? You know? The deacons, come here. We have to read it all together. Ready? Loud voice. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, heaven and unseen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. And on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, and he sits at the right hand of his Father. And he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son, and worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess from baptism to the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Ishlil is more than a posse. O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man corruption and death within the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and Lord, apostolic kisses.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace, clean up from all blemish, O God, holy hypocrites, your malice and remembrance often of evil intelling death, and make all worthy your master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord be with you all. Where are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right. Truly indeed is meet and right. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before the angels and reigning forever, who dwelt in the height and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there, in the Father, O God and Savior, and Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of your glory, and who is worshipped by you all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangel, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim full of fire, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
the cherubim were
worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Agios. As we said, when we say Agios, we have to do the cross. Agios, Agios. Holy, 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 indeed, O Lord, our God, who formed us, created and bring the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have all obeyed us through your holy prophet. In the last day, you manifested yourself to us who were set in darkness and jet in the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, O God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. He was incarnate and became. And told us the way of salvation, he granted us the birth from night through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death, which rose over us. We were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for a company in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in any echri empainishti mystere. For being determined to give himself up unto death for the life of the world.
We believe.
He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and the life giving. And this is true Amen. He looked our heaven to you, O God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave thanks. He blessed and he sanctified them.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glorify.
His own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take it of it of all of you, for this my body which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, he mixed it with wine and water, and he gave thanks. He blessed that, and he sanctified it. Again, we believe, we confess, and we glory. And give gave it also to his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, Take, drink of it, of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me. For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Amen, amen. Amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens, we confess. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you, O Lord, and we entreat you. Also commemorate the Holy Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heaven, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven of some full of glory. We offer unto you your gift from what is yours, for every condition concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in faith.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you.
Let us attend
also into the precious blood of his new covenant.
Again I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sin and love for those who partake of it.
May Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
To partake of your heart into the perfection of our soul, or one body, one spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share in inheritance with all the saints who have listened in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostle Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired into yourself, which the precious blood of your Christ keep her in peace with all the Orthodox souls and evermore. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and our Father, Baba Andrew II, and his partner, the liturgy of our Father, the Bishop Ambabulus.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to share your life and be remembered, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servant and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
have mercy upon us, O God the Father, upon Tokarah.
Remember all the safety of this place which is used in every place and every monastery of our fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell in God, faith graciously accord to the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, and water of the river, the the sea, the herd, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Send them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth, made very abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful, prepared for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as in faith. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food and you see them deal with us according to your goodness, O you, who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. That we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto sins, give those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This will Lord, I command of your only begotten Son, shake up admiration of yours, and graciously accord the Lord to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Russian consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John the Firm, the Martyr, and the Saint Martin, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Martin, the Evangelist, the Apostle Martyr, the Patriarch, Saint Severus, the Archer, the Discourse, and Ascenus, the Apostle, Saint Peter, our Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyrus, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 of the Sinai, the 150 and the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous Father, the great Abba Antony, the righteous Father Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all their children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Gamin, our righteous Father Abba Pishwa, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous Father, Baba Kirill as a sixth, and Archdeacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, which was praise and supplication and mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Patriarchs have found the sea, bowler souls, and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Lord, repose them. Amen.
Those who, Lord, and everyone whose name we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, and those whom each one held in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep, repose in the veil of Christ graciously, O Lord. Remember the soul of your servant, Abuna Bishoykem, and Abuna Amros Abdul Messiah, and Abuna Arsenius Aziz Syrian. Also remember Trace Abdul Messiah, Graciously, O Lord, upon their soul and bottom of our Holy Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustained in a green pasture by the water of the rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your son.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy in the region of living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place, and we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the earth.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us through down the way into your kingdom. That as in this soul, so in all things your great and holy name be glorified, be and done everything, honor and praise of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us give thanks to God, the Pantu Creator, the Father, all God and Savior, and Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy enough to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hand and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make a word of the communion, partaking of his divine and mortal mystery.
Amen.
We have to worship all now. The holy body,
we worship your holy body
and the precious blood
and your precious blood.
Is Christ upon to Creator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen, prosev exhauste.
Kyrie eleison.
Irene pasi.
Get omne vmati son.
O God, who has granted us sinners the aforethought salvation and heavenly articulate sacrifice of the divine body and the precious blood of your Christ, this that has become for us purification, salvation, great and forgiveness of sin.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
So that with gratefulness we may cry unto you, Holy Father, who art in heaven, and saying,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. Amen. Chaim bechristo. Enobion so.
is more than a posse. Remember all our congregation blood.
Save the meeting with the spirit and the fear of God. Let us attend.
The horn is for the whole. Holy, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Father, one in the Holy Son, one in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Irene Pasi. The holy body and honor, the blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The holy honor, body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, this and in truth. Amen. We have all now to worship. All. We have to bow. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe. And confess the Lord, bread, that your life giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, God and Savior Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, lead us all the Holy Theotokos and Mary. He made one even without making, without confusion, without alteration. He, with the confession before Pontius Pilate, gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly, I believe that his divinity departed not from his immunity for a single moment, nor at the beginning of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sin, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
So in truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
intercession of Saint Isaac. Hail to you, Mary, the Mother of the Holy. Hail to you, Mary, the rejoicing of Jacob. Hail to you, Mary, myriads of myriads. Hail to you, Mary, the pride of Judah. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you, Mary, the preaching of Moses. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you, Mary, the honor of Samuel. Hail to you, Mary, the pride of Israel. Hail to you, Mary, the steadfastness of Job. Hail to you, Mary, the precious soul. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the beloved. Hail to you, Mary, the daughter of King David. Hail to you, Mary, the friend of Solomon. Hail to you, Mary, the exaltation of the righteous. Hail to you, Mary, the redemption of Isaiah. Hail to you, Mary, the healing of Jeremiah. Hail to you, Mary, the knowledge of Ezekiel. Hail to you, Mary, the grace of Daniel. Hail to you, Mary, the power of Elijah. Hail to you, Mary, the grace of Elisha. Of God. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Hail to you, Mary, the beautiful dove. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Son of God. Hail to you, Mary, who was all the prophets and said, behold, God the Word was incarnate of you in an indescribable unity. You are truly exalted more than the rod of Aaron, full of grace.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Stop, sorry. We are praying now. Say we are praying. Again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this
day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine be the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. The love of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Thank you so much. One line, please, to give you the Ologeia. One line. Now, this is two lines here. Who love the other, be the last one. Again,